Dallas, Texas, April 23, 1968. The uniting conference between the Methodist and the Evangelical United Brethren Churches. Reverend Albert Oliver delivered the sermon at the ceremony, saying they stood on a threshold with a new horizon looming ahead.
Let us then ask ourselves what this fact of a new church makes possible. What will it take to turn this beginning into the reality of its promise and of our hopes? We seek to be a church truly Catholic, truly evangelical, truly Reformed.
Two bishops, Reuben Muller of the United Brethren and Lloyd Wickey of the Methodists, stood on stage and proclaimed,
"We now jointly declare that the plan of union between the Evangelical United Brethren Church and the Methodist Church become effective and henceforth shall go forward as a single entity to be known as the United Methodist Church."
And so at that moment, a new denomination was given birth.
Tim Trent is superintendent of the UMC's Pensacola district. He's now in his 44th year in the ministry, but in 1968, the merger was well off his radar.
And I remember my mother coming home and announcing to us that we were now the United Methodist Church. And at 16, I didn't care much one way or the other. But, you know, in the church I was a member in, it seemed like people were excited about it.
One of the wrinkles that had to be ironed out, says Trent, was the status of women in the new church.
That was the turning point where we began to ordain women into the ministry. They were able to become district superintendents, denominational leaders. They were consecrated bishops. I think that's probably the biggest change.
In 1980, Marjorie Matthews, a Michigan native, was the first woman elected a United Methodist bishop. The union was forged 232 years after John and Charles Wesley arrived in America to spread Methodism, which they began as students in England. In Pensacola, the Methodist Church dates back to 1821, the year Florida became a U.S. territory when ceded by Spain.
We are the oldest Protestant church here, and we are the oldest Methodist church in the state of Florida. We'll be celebrating our 200-year anniversary in 2021.
Brandon Burrs is an associate pastor at First United Methodist Church in downtown Pensacola. The denomination has its roots in the 18th century, both in England and across the pond, where it was the de facto religious movement during the American Revolution.
Clergy on the side of Britain had to swear allegiance to the King of England. The American colonies, clergy was not going to do that. So John Wesley sent Thomas Coke and Francis Asbury over here to form a kind of a Methodist movement, and that is where we really start seeing the formation of the Methodist Church in America.
The first Methodist congregation in Pensacola was actually established by the Mississippi Conference as a missionary outpost.
From there, there's a long history of moving churches because church buildings being destroyed by fires and epidemics and you name it. From that, we now are a thriving downtown church here in Pensacola.
In 1968, the United Methodist Church began with 11 million members. According to figures from 2014, the latest available, American membership stands at around 12 million, second only to the Southern Baptist Convention among Protestants. While there's growth in other parts of the world, District Superintendent Tim Trent says a cultural shift in the U.S. is causing a loss of membership.
Where more and more people not only are unchurched, but what we are calling de-church, people who have been in the church and have fallen out of the church for whatever reason.
As part of trying to stop the bleeding, the UMC has a program called Fresh Expressions, which brings the Methodist message to areas outside brick-and-mortar churches.
We have a guy who meets with a group of unchurched people to shoot pool. We got some ministers who are actually chaplains in some bar rooms. They don't drink. They're there to take somebody home if they need to be driven home. They're there just to have a shoulder to cry on and somebody they can confide in.
A celebration of the United Methodist half century of service is set for July in Dayton, Ohio. And another merger of sorts could be on the horizon. The United Methodist and Episcopal churches may enter into full communion within the next 5 years after decades of formal dialogue. The two mainline Protestant congregations appear to be very close to recognizing each other's sacraments and ministries. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.